Eve's side. I am Eve, made not from clay, but from a rib pulled out of Adam's side. Spared from death, we were both cast out of Eden, clothed in skins and God's mercy. I am the woman in the story, and often blamed for this apple thing, but believe me, this was no ordinary fruit. This was the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God never told me not to eat from it, at least not directly. He told Adam. I wasn't even around yet when that rule was handed down. I was, after all, the last to be created. After the swarms of living creatures and the fowl that fly above the earth, after the great sea monsters and the winged birds of every kind, after the cattle, the creeping things, and the wild beasts, after the shrubs and grasses, after Adam. God created all of these and pronounced them good. He saw that it was paradise and that it was holy, and then he rested. It was then that God told Adam not to eat from that tree. And only then did he cause Adam to slumber, and I was created. Just touching the fruit of that tree would kill me, I told the serpent. When that didn't happen, it was easy to assume that Adam had made the whole story up. That's the thing about adding extra rules and prohibitions. You build your fence too high, and you run the risk that it will fall from its own weight. So yes, first I held the fruit, and then I tasted it, and then I offered it to Adam, and he ate. If Adam knew we weren't supposed to eat from the tree, why did he taste that fruit so readily and with not one word of protest, and then blame the whole thing on me? The woman whom you gave it to me, he whined to God, as if it were his fault for creating me to begin with. I tasted the fruit of that tree when the cunning serpent deceived me, and for that God cursed me with the pangs of childbirth. I have labored against these pains ever since. Only then was I named Eve, the mother of all.